going to spend some time this morning looking at the book of John, and in John chapter 6 especially, I want to give you a little background. The verse we want to look at, I'll tell you the verse we're going to focus on. I say we're going to focus on, see if we actually get to it. This is the verse I want to focus on, and then I'll tell you the story that leads up to it. So in John chapter 6, verse number 45, it says, "It is written to the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." That's what it says in the King James. Let me read that to you in the Amplified Bible. "It is written in the book of the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God, have him in person for their teacher. Everyone who has listened to and learned from the Father comes to me." Now, before I set up the story that goes behind this, let me just say, here's the thing that when I read that really struck me yesterday, as I was looking at this yesterday afternoon. It's written in the book of the prophets, "And they shall all be taught of God, have him in person for their teacher." You know, if you've listened to the prayer closet for any length of time, then you have heard me say this to you over and over, because this is something that's really imperative. It's important to me. It's important to me that every single person who names the name of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, every person that has the personal relationship with Jesus Christ, every person that is living their life to Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ, every one of you who is a disciple today, every one of you who is a follower and believer of Jesus Christ, it is, to me, imperative that we understand, because I think most of us fail to understand this. It's imperative that we understand that we can know the Word of God, whoever you are. You don't have to go off to, and I'm not saying you shouldn't go to seminary. Go to seminary. Man, there you can learn so much from other people. And you can learn so much from other people's experiences, other people's knowledge that's been built up. I'm not saying don't go to seminary, but you don't have to go to seminary to understand the Word of God. You don't have to go to seminary to have, just to learn to have insights into the Word of God, to have depth of understanding. If you're an average, everyday believer in Jesus Christ, you can understand the Word of God, and you can get revelation into the Word of God. If you've been a believer for 30 minutes, you can still, even a new Christian, you can get revelation from the Word of God, because we are being taught by the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that that we see exemplified by Paul. Now, we can see this a lot. I'm using Paul as an example. But Paul, when he had his conversion, he actually separated himself from all the disciples for a period of time that he could learn the Word and hear and be taught by the Holy Spirit, as opposed to being taught by men. Now, don't misunderstand that statement. There's a lot of good men. There's a lot of good women who know the Word of God. I have been taught, and I continue to be taught, by so many individuals. I'm always open to hear the wisdom of the Holy Spirit through the voices of men as He speaks through men. I'm always open for that. I'm always being taught. But you know what? My first expectation is I want to be taught by the Holy Spirit directly. I love, if anybody knows me, over years, I have listened to hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I could go on saying that for a while, of teaching from other men. Men that I have just come to respect. I listened to CDs. Listen, I was listening to cassettes when it was cassettes. I love listening to teaching of men and women that I respect and that I know I can hear the wisdom of the Holy Spirit through. I will eat that up. I love that. I always do. And I always will. But that's secondary to me, to hearing and being taught from the Holy Spirit. So please do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying we shouldn't learn from men. We should learn from men. But we should have the expectation, no matter who you are, you should have the expectation that you are also learning from the Holy Spirit directly. The Holy Spirit that dwells within you. Because when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, you were changed. Now, was your soul changed? Did your mind change automatically? Nope, that's a process. We're continually renewing our mind. That's a process that goes on. Was our flesh changed? No, that's a process that we continue to do. We continue to be renewed in mind, be renewed in body. But the moment you were saved, your spirit was totally changed. And your spirit is just like, it is as pure because it's the purity of Jesus Christ. It is made whole in Jesus Christ. It is pure in Jesus Christ. It is righteous in Jesus Christ. And your spirit is directly tied, because the Holy Spirit is in your spirit. You're directly tied to the throne room. You have the Holy Spirit that is in you. And the Holy Spirit in you, part of what he does, is a teacher. And he will show you and reveal to you personally, truths, insights, revelation from the Word of God. There is nothing better than that. This is the promise that we see. It is written in the book of the prophets. And they shall all be taught of God, have him in person for their teacher. What? That's awesome. What, me? The Holy Spirit can teach me? Will speak to me? Absolutely. The Holy Spirit will teach you. All right, so let's go back. So that's the verse I want to look at. And now it's Jesus that is saying that. That is directly Jesus from John chapter 6, verse number 45. Jesus is saying, it is written. In the King James, it says, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God, every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. So it's Jesus saying, listen, it was spoken by the prophets that all would be taught of God directly. Now, this is the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Because the Old Testament was under the Old Covenant. The New Testament is the New Covenant. Jesus said, this is the New Covenant in my blood. Under the Old Covenant, I just talked about, you know, how our souls and our bodies, you know, our soul being in part, our mind, is in that constant state of renewal all for the rest of our lives here in this flesh. It's going to be a constant state of renewal. We continually have to work. You know, if you are slovenly, if you're gluttonous, you know, your body's going to get out of shape. If you don't exercise, your body's going to get out of shape. So as long as we live in this world, there's a constant effort that has to be put into the renewing of our minds and the development of our bodies. But your spirit is totally pure. Your spirit is cleansed, made pure, righteous. It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Under the old covenant, that was not the case. Because under the old covenant, man didn't have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so there was still that separation between God and man. There was not the Holy Spirit dwelling within their spirit. So under the Old Testament, under the old covenant, Isaiah did say, hey, listen, the time is coming when you will be taught, when men will be taught by God. They will be taught by God directly. Let me read that to you again from the Amplified Bible. For it is written in the book of the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God, have him in person for their teacher. Can you imagine what that sounded like when Isaiah spoke that? That was a totally foreign concept. Wait a minute, that God? We'll be taught by God in person? He'll teach us? They had have no concept of what that was even talking about. Under the old covenant, that could not be. But now we live under the new covenant, and our expectations should raise to the level of that new covenant, which is spectacular. Raise your level of expectation so that it climbs towards the heights of that new covenant. Raise your level of expectation. And part of that raising the level of your expectation is in knowing and believing that you can be taught directly by him. Now, as Jesus spoke these words, and again, as I read this to you from the Amplified, it says, it is written in the book of the prophets, after, and they shall all be taught of God, have him in person for their teacher. Now, when you read that in the Amplified Bible, and you know that's Jesus saying that, you can say to yourself, well, okay, well, so that was true then at that point, because Jesus was speaking. Jesus is God. And when Jesus was in the flesh here on this earth, he was God in the flesh. So at that moment that Jesus was teaching, at the moment that Jesus lived on the earth, at the moment that Jesus said that in John chapter 6, he was there and he was teaching them. So that fulfilled the prophecy. Yes, it did fulfill the prophecy. But that prophecy continues to be fulfilled today. Because even though Jesus is not right now, you know, when Jesus spoke that, when Jesus said those words, the new covenant had not yet been instituted. He talked about him being the new covenant. He mentioned those things. But that new covenant was not installed until Jesus himself became the sacrificial lamb, until Jesus himself died for our sins and rose again. So as Jesus is standing here in John chapter 6 and saying to those who are listening, hey, listen, the prophet Isaiah said, and they shall all be taught of God. have him in person for their teacher. Yes, he was their teacher, but at that moment, they were not still in the new covenant. This is a new covenant understanding. So even though Jesus was there speaking and teaching them in person, that was only part of the prophetic fulfillment. The rest of that prophetic fulfillment takes place every day since that time, since the moment of his resurrection and ascending to be seated at the right hand of the Father in total victory. From that moment forward, this has been a continuing, ongoing fulfillment of the prophecy. Because the Holy Spirit is in us. It's the Spirit of God. God is God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's all God. It is all the nature and the personality. It is who God is. And so the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you. And since the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you, you have God Himself as your teacher. So when He says, and is written by the prophets, they shall all be taught by God, have Him in person for their teacher. This is speaking to you today. Yes, it was speaking about Jesus when He was in person in the flesh speaking to them. But again, the new covenant had not yet been instituted, had not yet been installed. Now it has. You live under the new covenant, and you have Him in person. You have Him in person for your teacher. Just stop and think about that. Let me say that again. You have Him in person for your teacher. He's the one that is teaching you. He's the one that teaches you. He does it by the Holy Spirit, His Spirit, which is in you to bring revelation, to bring knowledge. I never even got to set up a story. We'll look at that more tomorrow. But this is what I want us to see. The importance of knowing, believing, and learning to listen, because He Himself is the one. God Himself, in person, is the one teaching you, and He will. What's your expectation? When you open up the Bible today, is it your expectation that when you open the Bible, He Himself will teach you? Is that your expectation? Or rather, is your expectation, well, I'm going to have to learn from someone else. Again, nothing wrong with learning from someone else. I learn from someone else. I guarantee you today, I will be learning from someone else because I love listening. I love learning from others. But that's secondary to my expecting that I will learn and hear from the Holy Spirit because He is my teacher. That should be your expectation as well. I don't care how many mistakes you've made. I don't care how much you think that you're not worthy of it. There's no one that is. And yet, still, it's the fulfillment of prophecy from the very words of Isaiah so many, many generations ago, speaking about what you have today. You have God in person teaching you. That's awesome. Expect Him to reveal and teach you every time